We appreciate your generosity. Each year, for a week, we host Fund Drive, our annual fundraising campaign that augments our budget and supports our operations. Thank you for being radio's best friend.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
That is Bertha by the Grateful Dead from Live at the Fillmore East in New York City, April 27th, 1971. We would like to send our deepest condolences to every one of the band members and Phil Lesh's family. Phil Lesh passed away recently. I've seen a lot of beautiful tributes from musicians all over the world. They really loved Phil. And so did I. I loved his music. I never got to meet him, but you know what? I did get to meet one of his best friends just a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles. It was crazy. I was standing there talking to Jim James, and Bob Weir was right there. I thought he was going to shake my hand, so I went right in for him and shook his hand. He was actually coming in to talk to Jim James from My Morning Jacket. So it was a bit of an awkward moment where Bob Weir had to take his hands and do a crisscross, shake my hand, and then shake the hand of Jim James. They were pretty cool about it. And when we sang the finale, I Shall Be Released, after the song, I was on stage with all the artists at the Forum and was able to give Bob Weir a nice big hug. And he said, "You sang beautifully, kid," which was kind of weird, but awesome. You know what I mean? We've got a great show. We've got music from Terry Urak, who is from the North here in Canada. He's from Nunavut and was nominated for a Juno a few years back. I can't wait to hear much more music from him because he's excellent. And featured on that is Asiva. Chris Gestern is here on the show with a song from his album Inside Passage. He's a Canadian jazz pianist and composer from Vancouver. And we're going to hear the song Chorale Conclusion. Trey Anastasio with Clint Eastwood, the Gorillaz cover, is also on the show. I love Trey. He's a really smiley guy. He was at the Forum for the tribute to Robbie as well, and we got to chat, and it was awesome. Also, here is one of my favorites. Love this guy. Love this song. And we shared a crisscross handshake with Bob Weir. Here's Jim James with Here in Spirit on the Jukebox.
Bought winter Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Down in Mississippi, way
walk down that gravel road, walking with my grandma. Mississippi sun beaming down. I went to get some water. My grandma said, "Youngin, you can't drink that water." She said, "You drink from that fountain over there." Yeah. And that fountain had a sign. Said for colored only. I was so glad I had my grandma and my papa. No, I won't leave you out, grandpa. My grandpa was so proud of me, y'all. I went down in Forest, Mississippi one time there. Didn't know no better. But I integrated a Washeterian. He would tell everybody, my grandbaby Mavis, she went up in that washeteria and washed her clothes. And all the black ladies followed her on up in there. I'm proud of my grandbaby. I saw many more of those signs as I lived in Mississippi. I'm so glad I can say that I saw every one of those signs. Dr. King saw that every one of those signs taken down.
The legend herself, the incomparable Mavis Staples, with the song Down in Mississippi, right here on the Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Thanks for tuning into the show. I didn't get to meet Mavis at the Robbie Robertson tribute, but I had met her before, actually in the Chicago airport about 2 years ago. Never told her that I was a musician or nothing like that. She was just being wheeled to her flight, and I stopped and I couldn't believe it was her because we just, you know, crossed paths. It was like, boom, intersection. And I just told her I loved her and thank you. And you know what? She turned to me, said, I love you and thank you too, which was really nice of her, knowing that she knew nothing about me, but she's just a beautiful human, you know what I mean? All right, we've got music from Lucinda Williams, also a beautiful human who I did get to meet in the hotel lobby. That's where so many of the artists convened after the show, and it was beautiful. Here's Concrete and Barbed Wire by Lucinda Williams on the jukebox.
Two different sides, but this wall's not real. How can it be real? It's only made of concrete and barbed wire. Concrete and barbed wire. Concrete and barbed wire. It's only made of concrete and barbed wire. It's only made of concrete and barbed wire.